because I know there's truth, there is a fountain, because right there is some of the water. Amen. Whew, glory. Good to have everyone today at the house of the Lord. And we're just so thankful that we can come together and worship the Lord. And we're good to have you folks with us today. If you have a copy of God's Word and would, turn with us to Luke chapter 10. And we're going to start reading with about verse 29 and through verse 35. And this is going to be a familiar story to all that's here today. And but we're going to preach it a little different right there. And I tell you, a good friend of mine, Joe Arthur, preaches a message on that called It's Not As Bad As It Seems. But we're going to preach about the other side of the road today as we go down the Jericho Road. And, you know, I love that old song. You remember they used to sing about the Jericho Road. And but we're going to talk about the other side of the Jericho Road today. And, hey, listen, I'm afraid that we're living in a time that we have religion without Christianity. Are you with me on that just for a moment? There's a world of difference between having religion and having Christianity. Oh, they should be the same, and they should be one of another. Where you find one, you should find the other. And we're going to be preaching on that today. How many of you folks are glad that the Lord got a hold of you before the church ever had anything to do with it? Amen. Aren't you glad today that you're saved by grace through faith, through the blood of Jesus Christ, and not through the workings of men and workings of self-made religions today? I'm so thankful for that today. But as we read this wonderful story right here, I want to you to place yourself and ask yourself, what would I have done if I had been there? You know, I remember that I believe it was George Bush the first, or Bush President the first. He said that what we need in America is a gentler and kinder generation. Well, I can't argue with that. And that's when he had his points of light. I can't argue with that. But I'll tell you something today. What we need to bond us together and what we need to bring us back into one nation under God, his name is Jesus Christ today, because we still have a sin problem with a Jesus solution. Amen. Hey, listen, I hope that you're part of the fix today and not part of the problem. As we consider, if you will, the other side of the Jericho Road. If you'd like to stand, if you're able, just for a moment, and as we read this scripture, we'll go down to the Lord in prayer. And Luke chapter 10, starting with verse 29. Now, a bunch of lawyers have come and asked Jesus questions. And we're not going to talk evil about lawyers today because of present folks here today, but he convinced them as they said this. And he said unto them, thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. And he gave them an example. Verse 29, but he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, who is my neighbor? And Jesus said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked on him and passed on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and sent him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I'll repay you. Now, which of these, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Let's go to the Lord. Father, we just ask that you'd go and be with us. And Father, that you'd use your word today. And Father, make us an instrument of that word, Lord. We just pray that it would melt the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls. And Father, that we might cross over and get on the other side. And Father, we have a decision to make as to which way we shall walk today and which way we shall go and which path we shall take. But let's make this a defining moment in our lives, Lord, that you would help us as we find direction and purpose. And being in your house today, for these things we ask in the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Beloved, you may be seated at this time. We once again, we appreciate the word. And I know every time that I've preached this, over 40 years, I've preached it many times. But I don't think that I could preach this message without introducing you to a grand old man of God who's going on to be with the Lord. How many of y'all ever remember Roscoe Spivey? Oh, Roscoe. Most people didn't know him as Roscoe. They knew him as neighbor. Why is that? It's because every place he went, you were not a stranger. You were not a foreigner. He would address you as neighbor. And he adopted a name. A preacher, neighbor Spivey. Amen. I tell you, when I think about the word neighbor, I can't help but think about Roscoe and how that he preached the gospel to every living creature in Clay County. And I think about this story every time I think about him. But it said that there were a certain man. Now, I want you to notice over there that this word certain is used 4 times in the Bible. And when they see that word certain, that means that they were purposely there. In other words, they wasn't there by chance, but God put them there, and it was a certain thing that they were there for a purpose. We often hear the story about how that this Good Samaritan, which was a rejection of a society there, how that the church walked by and how that the Levites walked by and they went to the other side. But I'm telling you today, the Bible says in the last days that we'll come to a time that we'll have a form of godliness, but we'll deny the power thereof. In other words, we're living in a time where there's not much power in the church anymore. And the Bible says that in the last days that it will wax worse and worse. In other words, it's not going to get any better. But I want you to note something. That we had the church, and we had the church people, that other than going and lending a hand to the ones that were in need, they went to the other side. And I'm afraid today that churches are obscurely trying to avoid the ministry and avoid the needs of people, and we choose the other side. Listen, I tell you something today, Moss Memorial Church, we need to get on the side of the road where the need is, and we need to get on the side of the road where the lost is, and we need to get on the side of the road where the undesirables are over there, instead of going to the other side. Listen, I want you to note that the other side was the path of the multitude. Did you know that the Bible says that straight is the way, but that leadeth unto heaven? But it says that there is a broad way which many shall choose, but there's a narrow way that leadeth to glory. Hey, listen, I'm afraid that churches today are walking in the path of the multitude. Hey, listen. You know, I'm afraid in churches it all became about numbers, and it all became about figures, and it all became about money, and it all became over there. And I'll tell you, when you start that mess, you'll start walking down the other side of the road. I've always been proud of Moss Memorial Baptist Church. Y'all have always been good stewards of the Lord's money. Amen? I don't know if you know it or not. Right now, we support four independent missionaries. I don't know if you know it or not, but we give to all kinds of local ministries like Meals on Wheels, and you can go on and on and on, and where we found ourselves. That's walking down the right side of the road when you put God's money to God's use. Amen. That's walking down the right side of the road when you have benevolence over there where that you can go and help a man up and help a person out over there. But I'll tell you today, and I'm not throwing off on big churches. I'm telling you the facts over there. We have Gideons that's in here today. We have people from the Veterans Mission Council in there today. And they will tell you right now that they are supported by little churches like Moss Memorial Baptist Church. Not the big mega churches. You say, what's that got to do with anything? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because I think that little churches is in the right side of the road. They're not walking the path of the multitude. They're not walking what is popular. They're not walking down that road over there. When I say, and they doubted when they saw the man. No doubt as they went over there and the priest walked by. No doubt over there when the Levites walked by, they saw this man who had been stripped. They saw this man who had lost everything. They saw this man over there who was destitute and without help. And the Bible says they crossed over and went the other way. One of the hindrances in the ministry, one thing that stands between people and salvation, and I'm ashamed to say it, but it's the truth, is the church in 2019. If you don't think it is, get in your car with me, I'll take you, and we'll go around and we'll visit. We have folks in this community who have a fault with the church. Amen. Now that leads me to believe that someone dropped the ball. Now I know there's no salvation in the church. Can I get a witness on that? There's no salvation in the church. You say, well, that's a strange thing to hear. There is no salvation in the church. We're no more than the body of Christ, which directs them over there, because only salvation is found through Jesus Christ and what he done at Calvary. Nothing more, nothing less. But we choose to go down the other side. We'll cross over when we see a need. We'll cross over when we see a ministry over there because it is the way of the multitude. You know, I'm afraid that in this mega church mentality we have over there, that it's all about making me feel good. I'm going to tell you something about feel good religion. It'll let you down one day. Amen. Hey, feel good religion over there, whether I don't want you to repent, I don't want you to change, I just want you to feel good about the life you're in. That's the path of the multitude today. Not only the other side of the Jericho Road was the other side, was the path of the multitudes. It was the easy side. The priest and the Levite saved themselves a lot of bother and a lot of time. And I'll tell you, this is what represents religion without Christianity. There's a lot of religion out there. Ain't a whole lot of Christianity sometimes. Hey, listen, I hope today that Moss Memorial Church will keep our saying that we're the little church with the big heart. Why is that? because we won't stay on the right side of the road. Let's never find ourselves crossing over when we see an opportunity. See, the man that was taken by fault over there was an opportunity to minister. It was an opportunity for God to prove himself. It was an opportunity over there for God to allow his people to receive the joy of ministering to him. But they avoided opportunity and went to the other side. That's why a lot of churches don't have no young folks. You know why? Young folks cost you money. Amen. They do. You know, if you're gonna feed them hot dogs and hamburgers and you're going to do this and you're going to do that, it's going to cost you money. And a lot of churches don't have no young folks because y'all are expensive. Y'all cost money. But see, that's just another way of walking to the other side of the road. That's just another way to avoid the fact that we can minister unto them. Not only the other side is the path in which the multitude goes, not only is the other side the easy way, it's the most pleasant side. You know, it wouldn't be too pleasant. I don't know about you. Does blood bother anybody? It don't bother me too bad as long as it ain't mine. Now, if it's mine, it bothers me. But if it's somebody else's, I can deal with it all right, you know. But, you know, it's never pleasant, though, to bind up wounds, the witness of suffering and trouble and all like that. And those who travel with this attitude would have you walk down the wrong side of the road. I tell you, oftentimes in the ministry, you have to get your hands dirty once in a while. Amen? Amen. You have to get your hands dirty once in a while. Hey, listen, sometimes over there, it's not the most pleasant thing. Sometimes it's not the most desirable thing over there. But I want to tell you something today, that if you're on the right side of the road and you're walking down and you're taking conflict and you're taking it as it comes over there, I want you to realize today that you're on the right side of the road. These same people that would choose to go down the opposite side of the road or the other side of the road are the same people over there that would take the blood out of the gospel if they had the opportunity. Why is that? Because that don't sound good. That's not pleasant. That's not desirable. Hey, listen, it might not be to you, but I want to tell you that the blood of Jesus Christ is the most precious thing that is in the Word of God. Hey, listen, if it wasn't for the blood of Christ, hey, you and I would be lost forever. You and I would have no hope in eternity. Aren't you glad today that we didn't let those folks who walk on the wrong side of the road take the blood out of the Word of God? Hey, listen, they'd have you take away the suffering of Jesus Christ, those who walk on there. I'm glad today that he suffered on Calvary, that you and I might have life and we might have it more abundantly. And I'm thankful today that by his stripes I am healed today, because we had folks over there that would stand up for that doctrine. I'm glad today that my sacrifice is not out of salvation. I'm here to tell you today that Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I'm glad of that today. Mess around, I'm going to preach. Hey, listen. They would also take the cross out of Christian living. Listen, no doubt the Bible says that in the last days they'll not endure sound doctrine. But they will raise them up teachers because they have itchy ears. In other words, we're just going to have someone come in and speak if they speak to us, the Bible said, smooth things. I'm glad that the Word of God is an offensive book. Amen. Amen. I'm glad today that it's an offense unto mankind. I'm glad it don't line up with my life. I'm glad today that it don't line up with Charles Shelton, because I'm glad to be offended by the Word of God. Not only was that other side the path that the multitude was going, the other side was the easy way to go. The other side was the most pleasant side. It was the least expensive side. It cost something. It cost something to relieve suffering and need. It cost money. It cost times. Listen. It cost you something to meet the needs of people. Amen. I'm afraid that in 2019 that some churches have so mishandled God's money. I heard of a church the other day, it wasn't here in Clay County, he said, we've got a $5 million mortgage at our church. Well, I'll tell you right now, and I don't know the situation, I don't know nothing, but God ain't in no $5 million mortgage, I can tell you that right now. Amen. I can tell you from a poor boy that God ain't in no $5 million mortgage. But they have no money to minister with. Hey, it ain't about buildings, and it ain't about fancy, and it ain't about all these things. It's about spreading God's purpose through the means of the church. In other words, hey, listen, I want you to realize today that the other side of the road is the least expensive way to ride. Why is that? Because you ain't costing you nothing as you go along the way. If you walk down the side of the road where the need is, and you walk down the side of the road where the hurt is, you walk down the side of the road over there, it's going to cost you something. Thank God it does. Which road are we walking on, people? You know, it's the most conspicuous side, too. The Samaritans' ministry was done in obscurity. He didn't make no big old thing. He just met the need and went on. Do you know there's a lot of folks today, the only way they'll do anything is if they get some kind of credit or praise out of it. Amen? Amen. That's right. They'll give all kinds of money if they can get their name on the building. Amen. They'll give all kinds of money if they can get their name on the ministry. I'm glad to tell you that if you're walking down the right side of the road, you'll do it in obscurity over there. The Bible says to give you alms in secret. Did you know that? The Bible said to go into a closet when they pray. The Bible said over there that we have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and it ain't nobody's other business about what me and the Lord's doing. Amen. It's a conspicuous side when you walk down the right side. You know, when them Pharisees in the Bible said that when they'd give their alms at the temple, that they'd hire them a trumpeter to come in there. And when they would drop their money into the coffers, can you imagine that? Da-da-da-da-da! Somebody pay attention right here. That's why the Bible says that if we have not charity, we are as a sounding brass and a twinkling cymbal and other things. We ain't nothing but a bunch of noise. That's right. If you're walking down the right side of the road, it don't matter who notices. It don't matter what happens over there. Why is that? Because it ain't about them, it's about him. I'm glad to be walking on the right side of the road. How about you? I don't know about y'all, but I know Robin, she dearly loves these bicyclers that come up Tuskegee. And you know how they'll get 8 or 10 of them up there, and they'll stretch out, and they'll be sitting there in their spandex shorts and pedaling along over there, and they'll be through a curve, and they'll, I ain't going around that curve. One of these Woody boys might be banging a load of cattle down through here or something. There ain't no way I'm going around that curve. But one thing we can say about them, they do drive on the right side of the road. Amen. I had to mention that this morning. You know, people could care less about what you know until they know how much you care. Let's make sure, Mossmore Church, that we're walking down the right side of the road. Now, we can cross over and avoid a lot of things, but we get on the wrong side of the road when we do that. And I'm here to tell you there's a lot of churches that need to cross back over to the right side of the road. Do you know why they make you ride with the flow of traffic? By the way, going back to the bicyclers. Now, we'd like for them to come the other way because you got a better chance of hitting one of them if they come in that way, you see. No. The reason why they do that is they want you to ride with the flow of the traffic so that you won't impede the other traffic. That's why they want you to drive on the right side of the road. There's a lot of folks today, that are driving on the wrong side of the road spiritually. Yeah. And what's going to happen one of these days is you're going to come around the curve and you're going to hit something head on that's going to be dramatic for you. Yeah. And if you'd have been on the right side of the road, instead of the wrong side of the road, you would have avoided that accident today. I've seen a lot of spiritual wrecks in my life. I've seen spiritual casualties. I've seen spiritual calamities that are beyond reproach today simply because people chose the wrong side of the road. I'm going to challenge you as a church to make sure that we stay on the right side of the road. Now, you know, I don't know about you, but you know, like going down to Tuskegee, down through here, it's hard to stay on any side of the road, a place or two down there, ain't it? I come up through there down my motorcycle, I about went airborne a time or two. Listen, I want you to pray today that we'll stay on the right side of the road. Now, we probably got folks here today who's walking down the wrong side of the road. You know, you've avoided something in life. You've saw something over there and you say, well, you know, I just don't want to deal with it. I know that it would be the right thing for me to do is deal with it, but I'll just go over here because it's easier. You know the problem with problems? They're still there. A lot of folks, and there's folks here today, if by faith you would be willing to go back and address that thing that drove you to the other side of the road and put it behind you, you get on the right side of the road. Are you with me? I don't know what it is. I've heard everything that ever happened, that ever could happen, to a person in church. I guarantee you I have. Because when I go out and visit, that's the grand old topic. Well, this is what happened to me in church. This is what happened to me in church. This is what happened to me. And a lot of those folks are walking down the wrong path because of something that happened in church. God can settle that with you today. Y'all get a song and come on. Y'all get a song and come on. Folks, this is the other side of the Jericho Road. My prayer is that we'll be compassionate, just as that good Samaritan. My prayer is that we will not cross over, but we'll face things as they come. I don't know who this was for. I know it's for me. I don't know who else it was for, but I know it's for the church. And I'm going to ask you to be honest with God. If God has led you to cross over and walk down the right side of the road, to pray for the church that it'll ever go down the right side of the road, to pray for someone that you know that's on the wrong side of the road. And I hate to say this, and this is a good word, and you might, there's a lot of damnable religions in 2019. And you need to pray them folks out of them. Why is that? Because they're on the wrong side of the road. There's a head-on collision going to happen in their life one day, and there they'll be. All right, please stand as we sing. What is it?
105.
Okay. 105 in a heavenly highway hymn. Y'all come on.